You know, this is one of those topics that no one really wants to think about, but if you're a parent, a homeowner, married, or helping take care of aging parents, it's something that honestly deserves a little attention. I'm talking about estate planning. And before you tune out thinking it's complicated or expensive, that's actually why I want to mention trust and will. Trust and will makes estate planning feel way less intimidating than it sounds. They offer modern, attorney-designed wills and trusts that you can create online. And the process is surprisingly straightforward. In fact, you can create a will in as little as 30 minutes. That includes things like guardianship for your kids or pets, how your assets are distributed, and even healthcare directives. Don't wait until it's too late. Protect your loved ones with Trust and Will, the most trusted name in online estate planning. Go to trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. That's trustandwill.com/future for 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, reports of lollipop staff employed to help children cross the roads near schools being ignored and abused by drivers are on the increase. But it's not just happening here, because in parts of the UK, they're being equipped with body cams in a bid to combat this bad behaviour. So how badly behaved are road users outside school? Well, our reporter Josh Crosby has been looking into this for us and he joins me now. Good morning to you, Josh.
Morning.
Good to see you. So how dangerous can the school drop-off and collections be?
Sadly, they can be very dangerous. And look, there are a number of factors leading to this. We don't need to remind listeners of how frantic that this morning school rush can be, but especially during Easter. But when you have patience and then downright ignorance colliding, there can be tragic outcomes. And we heard only on your own show last Friday, Melanie Finn share her own personal experience when her 7-year-old almost got knocked down while going to school. Now, the lollipop ladies who are there day in, day out, rain, hail or shine, they're seeing it and they're telling me that they are seeing near misses. In fact, the majority of them are saying that road behaviour, driver behaviour is getting worse. So as you mentioned, in the UK, in Suffolk and Rochdale, lollipop staff are now wearing body cams, and not just to record dangerous driving, but because of the abuse they get hurled at them. So look, I set out to see if this is something school wardens would like to see here. First, I went out to Blanchardstower, where I met with Tara O'Brien, who has been a lollipop lady at St Philip's National School for over 20 years. Her mother was a lollipop lady in the same spot for over 30 years. So you could say it's a family tradition there. Tara started off by telling me some of the challenges she faces.
Bikes are coming along and they don't see you and they just keep going. And motorbikes in bike lanes, which shouldn't be happening either. And then you have lunatic drivers that don't believe a pedestrian crossing is for pedestrians. If you stand on the road too long, they will beep you and say, "What are you doing there?"
And over the years, you think, has it gotten worse?
It's got worse. Drivers have got absolutely ridiculous. I don't know how some drivers have their licences.
Pay no respect or
no respect. I've seen people going along putting makeup on, eating their breakfast, brushing their teeth, shaving. It's absolutely ridiculous what you see some drivers do.
And they don't acknowledge you here at all?
No, no. Especially in the rain.
We're up to seeing a little tip here now, are we? What could be done to protect you and make it safer for all road users?
I can't really do anything, but people that are driving need to realise the pedestrian crossings are pedestrian crossings, especially when the lights are flashing. But they don't, and in the rain they are unbelievably ridiculous. They seem to speed up in the rain. I'd put my lollipop stick out and I'm waiting just for them to come up to slow down so I can look at them, and they all of a sudden, "Oh, we notice you," and the brakes go on real hard. And they're probably looking down at their phone or they're doing something ridiculous, like eating breakfast.
And over the years then, have you got a bit of confrontation from them? Have they shouted back at you?
A couple of times I have, yeah. A couple of times I've had drivers open their window and shout out, "What are you doing? I'm here protecting children, getting them safe across the road. What are you doing beeping at me? I'm doing my job. What are you doing? I'm trying to get to work." Well, leave 10 minutes earlier if you're really in that much of a rush.
And in parts of the UK now, they're trialling body cams.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard about them.
What do you think of that idea?
It would be a good idea, because if the people that are getting their driving licence know we have them, maybe it would deter them. You wouldn't know, but maybe it would deter them. If they seen something here, it could deter them.
So your message to motorists out there?
Slow down. Everywhere, not just at pedestrian crossings, not just at school times. The whole time, slow down.
Tara O'Brien in Blanchardstown, taking her life in her hands, it sounds like. Where did you go next, Josh?
So different local authorities have different attitudes to the use of lollipop staff. Some prefer the more physical infrastructure, bollards, traffic lights. Some was saying that lollipop staffs themselves, they're moving away from it. And but like in my own opinion, I think I suppose it's hard to beat the human eyes and ears. They can maybe foresee an incident if they've been there for so many years. They know the road layouts. In Fingal, where Tara works, there are 111 school wardens. So up there with the most in the country. I know in Dublin City Council area, there's 220. Staying in Dublin, but over on the south side, I met with lollipop ladies Marianne O'Neill and Christine Larkin, who work outside Queen of Angels School in Sandyford. There are 73 full-time lollipop staff in this area. And we'll hear from Marianne first, who, like Tara, had a family connection to the job before she applied. Her sister was a lollipop lady. Marianne starts off by telling me the connection they have with the children.
The week you about to, what did you do to your hair? Just, it's a rapport with the kids. It's just, it's
and you start knowing them by name nearly.
Oh, yeah. You know their names. Yeah. Of course you do. You have to know their names.
Yeah, Johnny and Mary is late today, or you know.
Oh, we always know.
Talk to me then about the challenges of the job, because other school wardens across the country,
the danger.
Yeah, people are abiding by the rules.
We have a cycle lane on our footpath out there. So I have to cross the cycle lane to let the kids in. Yesterday morning, I'm standing there. I'm like a big yellow duck in the middle of the road. I'm on the road. The kids are coming across with Christine. He drives around me and I let a yell and he waves. The worst ones are the scooters. Cyclists aren't too bad.
Do you think that cyclists and scooters, they feel that they don't have to stop compared
they
to...
They feel they don't have to stop, but they don't realise. You put up your hand, they're supposed to stop. We've had more rows with people over.
Have there been some near misses, would you say?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yes, yeah. They go, like, you're in the road and I'd say, can you not see me? Oh, yeah. And you just cycle past your
car. No, but with cars as well.
Yes, oh, they go around you.
Yesterday morning, he just veered around me to an island in the middle. So I'm stepping out, my lollipop is out, and he goes around me.
Have drivers become worse over the years?
Yes. And a lot of N drivers, I think they should think about what way they're doing the tests with them. Yes, a lot of N drivers break the lights, yeah.
But you're there in your high vis, you have your...
lollipop stick, with your big stop sign on it, and with your children crossing.
And you feel it's still not doing the job?
Not doing the job. No, we have... Well, this is a very busy road. They come tearing down, then they see, and then you say, oh, is he going to stop? And you can hear that...
And they're after breaking that light and nearly taking us with them.
And in the UK now, they're trialling body cams because they say some of the lollipop staff are getting abuse from motorists.
Can. We've had abuse from cyclists and motorists. I mean, cyclists said to me, how dare you shout? I said to her, stop! How dare you shout at me? I said, how dare you try to run me and my kids down?
Marianne O'Neill and Christine Larkin in Sandyford. I've seen it. I don't know if you've seen it out and about. People just drive through pedestrian crossings now. I don't know what has changed in the mindset, but... People are ignoring them.
Yeah, the rush.
Now, every school in the country, I think, Josh, would like a school warden in place.
Sure, they are sought after, and not just by the schools themselves, but understandably by parents. Now, I said some councils recruit more than others. There could be geographical imbalances as well within one county of where there are lollipop staff. So whenever a lollipop woman or man is retiring, there'll be serious concerns from parents in an area. I know in 2023, a school in Cork had to go public that it was finding it difficult to recruit a lollipop lady after the previous woman cited abuse from road users as a reason she was leaving the job. But there are campaigns up and down the country from communities for councils to hire more school wardens. One such place is Julianstown in County Meath, where local councillor Stephen McKee has tabled a motion calling for a school warden outside Whitecross National School in Julianstown. I met with Brian Murray from the Parents Association of the school, and he says the sheer volume of cars should be enough for greater safety measures to be installed.
Going through Julianstown, we've about 25,000 cars that come through the village every day. It's a very straight road, which is a problem in that traffic travels very, very fast when there is less traffic. So while we say there's lots of traffic, which is an issue, probably the bigger issue, I would say, is the traffic speeding through the village.
And could you describe what it's like then at peak school time? So drop-offs, collections?
Yeah, so in the morning time, it's obviously extremely busy with people going to work and dropping. There's over 400 students in the school and people from all over will attend. So morning time is busy, but the afternoon can be probably, it's less busy but more dangerous, if that kind of makes sense. And this is where we get traffic breaking the red lights and we get traffic going through stoplights and stuff like that.
So yourselves and local councillors have been campaigning now for a school warden in place. What kind of reaction, what kind of response are you getting?
It's fairly mixed, to be honest. Some of the councillors are into it, some are not. And within Meath County Council, this don't seem to be too much into the traffic wardens.
Why would you feel that people wouldn't want this?
The main thing is that I suppose they're trying to get traffic through the hard solution. So they're saying we do have traffic lights, we do have pedestrian traffic lights, and that should be enough for us. But really, I suppose, when we're talking about kids who are 4 or 5 up to the age of 12, you know, it's not when they're trying to cross the road.
So what would be your message now to the powers that be, to the local authority? What would be your appeal?
We do have 25,000 cars passing through us every day. Traffic does speed. So I would say, please come out and have a look at 2:30 and see what does happen on a regular basis. And we do need a traffic warden, yeah.
You're aware of near incidents?
Oh, yeah. Frequently, at the other junction, there's an accident there every week. I see it from my own house. I see the blue lights flashing. I've been rear-ended myself. I know my daughter was walking down on the footpath and she was nearly knocked down by a traffic accident. Just missed her. So, yeah, it happens, yeah.
Brian Murray there from Whitecross National School Parents Association. So Josh, did Meath County Council say it is going to introduce a school warden there?
It doesn't look like it's going to happen anytime soon. I asked the council and Julianstown wasn't mentioned in the response. A spokesperson told me that Meath County Council's direction over the past number of years has been to provide the highest level of safety at school crossings by providing engineered pedestrian crossings and to move away from the provision of school wardens. There are currently 7 school wardens across the county of Meath. Now look, I know populations, road layouts, locations and the number of schools are completely different to Dublin, but 7 is some contrast to, I think, around 500 in Dublin.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the solutions then to all of this, or could we eventually see something similar to what you were talking about being rolled out in the UK here?
Well, back in 2016, Kildare and Mayo County Councils actually ran a pilot scheme for the 3 months where they equipped Lollipop staff with GoPro cameras and put up CCTV in operation warning signs to motorists. And they noticed it was a huge deterrent. Now, something that is raised when this idea comes up is GDPR, and especially in areas where there are children going to school. But I've been told by some council officials that there are discussions going on now that between local authorities amongst themselves about potentially getting body cams compared to, I suppose, permanently installed CCTV. When we talk about solutions, only this week we heard how the PSNI is running a project where motorists who are caught driving too fast outside primary schools in the north will be given the choice of accepting 3 penalty points or going inside and facing children's questions. So look, there are many different ways we can create safer roads, but at the end of the day, it's the responsibility of the driver or cyclist. And those working at the pedestrian crossings, they're not asking for much, Claire. They just want to be treated with a bit more respect. And the camera pilot was ran in Kildare and Mayo. So I visited Naas, where I met with road safety officer with Kildare County Council, Sinead Martin, and also a school warden, Irene McMahon, outside St Corbin's National School. Sinead starts off by telling me the role school wardens play in the wider road safety measures provided by the council.
The school wardens really are a vital resource that we have in the county. We have currently 21 in different positions scattered around the county at the moment, and they provide a vital service on a daily basis to get our children safely to and from school.
Kildare County Council, you've trialled different initiatives over the years when it comes to road safety. Dangerous driving isn't something new.
No. Like,
you've been well aware of the measures that are needed.
Yeah, that's it exactly. So I suppose that's why we're trying to proactively work with our school communities. A recent example of that is just on the 18th of March, we assisted the Parents' Council with the rollout of the Park and Stride in Salins, which really is where people park that little bit further away from the school and take the 5-10 minute walk to school, you know, which is hugely important because it not just cuts down on congestion outside school, but gets that little bit of exercise, that little bit of fresh air before they actually get into the school day. So, yeah, we're open to whatever our resources are available to deliver.
My name is Irene McMahon and I'm a school warden. I'm coming up to 20 years in June. So I'm going through probably a third generation through this school, which is lovely to see.
You've probably seen children grow up and become parents themselves.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. You know, and I know one person drove by one time and she rolled down the window and she said, "Are you still here?" And I said, "Yes, I am. I love it." When you have like 50 to 100 thank yous of a morning, like, you come off your shift and you kind of go, it brings you up, if you like.
But like every job, there are challenges. And where we are here, it's a busy spot. We're close to the town centre. You have shops nearby. Over the 20 years, have you found, are they abiding by the rules?
Well, all the cars have become a lot quieter. So that's something that you really have to watch out for, because, well, you just have to have eyes in the back of your head, don't you, really? So here, it's trying to get the good habits of the children, really, when they're small.
That's something you notice, the EVs.
Yes.
Quieter coming along around the corner.
Yes, yeah. You have to be really aware.
Really aware. Kildare School Warden Irene McMahon and Road Safety Officer with the Council, Sinead Martin, speaking to our reporter, Josh Crosby.
The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.